Bing Bottles. Devant une neige, un être de beauté de haute taille. Des sifflements de mort et des cercles de musique sourds et font monter, s'élargir et trembler comme un spectre ce corps adoré. Des blessures écarlates et noires éclatent dans les chairs superbes. Les couleurs propres de la vie se foncent, dansent et se dégagent autour de la vision sur le chantier. Et les frissons s'élèvent et grondent, et la saveur forcenée de ses effets se chargeant avec les sifflements mortels et les rauques musiques que le monde, loin derrière nous, lance sur notre mer de beauté. Elle recule. Elle se dresse. Oh! Nos os sont revêtus d'un nouveau corps amoureux. Oh, la farce cendrée, l'écusson de crin, les bras de cristal, le canon sur lequel je dois m'abattre à travers la mêlée des arbres et de l'air léger.
The Oracle. He was a stone boy divined by his sister. She slept standing while he by the rim played with a ball the color of water, gazing all reason therein. He was summoned to the Sibylline Baron, carried by sweetness his mouth drew the spring. They rejoined through the ball of water, patterns foreshadowing. Darts of fortune scattered unnoticed flew like the raven in a twisting scrawl. His transitive senses he left to his sister. Her tears were the color of Stone Boy's ball. One Touch of Venus. When I was a young girl, I saw a film with Ava Gardner as a statue of Venus who comes to life and sings the song Speak Low to an admiring mortal. Since then, I have often stood before a statue, wondering if one could animate it through love. I have always been drawn to sculpture, from the passionate muscle of a Michelangelo to the harmonic simplicity of a Brancusi. Yet it is often humble or heroic statues, cherubs found as a fountain, guardians of a grave, or an unknown soldier that I find most touching. They reside in parks and forgotten squares, saints in dark corners of obscure churches, angels eternally in prayer. Sometimes in the rain or in diffused light, they seem to radiate such life, such inner wisdom. After all, they were created in the image of man, just as we were created in the image of God. Perhaps on one shimmering morning, as I am readying my camera, one such statue will take a breath, speak to me, and step down from the pedestal, disappearing into light.
Yeah, let my eyes rise in the sky, looking for you.
Heartbreak. This bird will return no more. This bird that takes flight from your face, born of your flesh, unfolds into space. It beats layers of air like a frantic child, slapping his hands before the body of his outstretched father, his head smashed against a wall. Sudden blow of a glass hammer on your heart when wings fold and unfold on the creases of air. This blow on the nape of your neck, a taste of blood, clots the sphere of space, no more free air. Only one hand crystal, and your face is enough to fill it. Everything is full and heavy on your forehead, and you are afraid to sleep. It is your death, heavy, full, and round. Sleep or escape, light-hearted assassin, in the flapping of the flying bird.
My heart expanding.
Départ, assez vu. La vision s'est rencontrée à tous les airs. Assez eu, rumeur des villes, le soir et au soleil et toujours. Assez connu. Les arrêts de la vie, en rumeurs et visions. Départ dans l'affection et le bruit neuf.
Il Pablo Picasso gave us Guernica, which was painted in this city. He gave us one of the most elegant and painful responses to war. We need artists. We need all people to respond to war, and we need our cultural voice to unite and strengthen. Respond to war. And we salute artists just as Pablo Picasso, Jean-Luc Godard, our great artists who respond and instruct us as to the horrors. Geometry blinked, ruined. through the rubble of her world. Head covered, a scrupulous maid searching for gems, a necklace mislaid by her mistress on the marble floor of a ballroom set against the battered sky. She crawled with her babe, limp as a doll and floral crayon, fleeing hell straight into the light of her ancestors. She crawled through arches suspended, wrapped her babe in the shawl she had worn to mark it no more than a scar on the face of a hill, with hair ribbons fluttering and girders, blood silk oozing, the wounded sky shot with holes and foxes scuttling, crackling wires and patches of honey-colored coats shivering down, mixed with hits and bits of calico and flesh. She crawled, a chessboard of gold, a cage of gold scaffolding. She crawled with her face oblique, and she placed her dead babe before the altar of the art of war. She picked through the remnants of the Basque countryside, a cockeyed dressmaker piecing a pattern gone awry. Through the rubble she crawled with one shoe, the other foot gone, a trail sticky and warm. She crept into the belly of a fallen horse, drawing its life into her mouth, covering her doll with kisses. She knelt, entreating her God, an immense crucifix swathed in telegraph wire that spun like a bottle in the center of a circle. She made a sign over her breast and stuffed her mouth with biscuits. Body of Christ, body of Christ. Horses wept jewels the size of fist, swept by scholars with a mind to twist and level facets of each plane to be raffled when the bombing ceased. Before the art of war, she laid her babe to be raffled with the heart of the artist bulldozed, crucified, and then raised again to house an outstretched arm, hoof, and thigh, and reins that ran scarlet, streaming the horse's knotted mane, dripping blood from the wounds of Christ, dripping blood from the wounds of Spain, black and white blood dripping, the ghost of Sophia prancing in her rag dress through walls of glass, the unspeakable, the hairs on the artist's forearms bristled, Picasso's arms, they bristled, the sense of her pressing in like a dozed handkerchief. He picked up a stick and he covered the fresh sheets, dripping the hardened horn, dripping the indignant ring. Slaughter, slaughter, flower, dead child, hoof, capacious eye, lighting the halls of the Spanish pavilion, Guernica. He bore down on the stick to canvas swept. He bore down on the stick to canvas spent.
Kissing in a river, watching it rise, tattoo fingers shy away from me. Voices, voices.